This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dave Harrigan, I'm trying a little tea here.
What kind are we working on?
Still with respiratory tea.
Sure, I love respiratory. Yeah. It's my favorite flavor.
How different do you think the teas really are? You know, there's sleepy time. There's gut health tea. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are they just making this all up and it's the same exact tea?
100% they are. They might change the color a little bit, you know, throw a yes. couple herbs in. But the best thing about Ted Lasso, other than the dart scene, is Ted's yeah. insipid hatred for tea. And I yes. completely agree with him. Tea in yes. all forms is awful, in my opinion.
Yeah, let's be honest. We're not afraid of big tea.
No.
Most people are.
No, we'll take a okay. big tea bag every day.
Okay. Watch yourself. And does anybody ever enjoy tea without honey?
You can't.
You can't. And then does every honey have to have some sort of bee pun too tied to its name?
Either a bee or a bear. I mean, you get the bear-shaped yeah. bottle. I think that counts.
Yeah, that's it. You get the bear body. And, you know, we're being around you. Thanks for being around you. Or we're buzzing nearby. Okay. Not funny anymore. Okay. That's what we've decided when we're taking on big tea. Not low tea. We're afraid of low tea.
They don't
Joe
want
wants
tea.
No part of low tea. We like a lot of tea. Okay. How about these three athletes with birthdays today? Sandy Koufax, LeBron James, and Tiger Woods.
It's a big day in birthdays, isn't it?
That's unbelievable.
I forgot that LeBron was today, too. Goodness.
Sandy Koufax, for what, 4 or 5 years, toyed with the sport. Could have pitched, I mean, years and years more, but he was in so much pain, and he was sick of feeling medicated,
mm-hmm.
right? And at 90, by the way, tell me a 90-year-old who looks better than Sandy Koufax. Can't when you find- see him at Chavez Ravine, great tan, well-dressed, looks like he could strike you out today.
I don't think it would take much.
Yeah, Mr. Baseball. So let's get to Tiger, since golf is my ballywick. Justin Ray has been doing this for years on just crazy stats as Tiger turns 50 today. I'm just going to give you a few stats from Justin Ray just to point out how the dominance from this man, I think it almost now is underrated, because you forget how he toyed with this sport, to use toyed again. Now, if I could have one career or the other, I'd take Jack's. Because the whole point is majors. And it's not close between the two of them. I know they're three major wins apart. But when you look at second and thirds and top fives and top tens, it's Jack. Now, who played the game at the highest level? Oh, it's Tiger. And I think there's some separation in that area. But the guy's quest, and I'm going to cough again, so I apologize. The guy's quest for perfection, reinventing himself, not wanting to give anybody else any damn credit at all caused him to take the greatest golf swing ever and throw it in the dustbin and then go with that stupid Hank Haney swing, which was terrible, and then still play almost as well just because how brilliant he was. He wanted no part of Butch Harmon, getting all the credit he was getting. So he just dumped him. Then he goes with Hank Haney, and I mean, if you know anything about golf, you watch those two swings, you're like, what in the hell are you doing, my man? And then, of course, he would work out 18 hours a day, and that was something that changes the industry. We're going to get to that.
SEAL training, right?
The SEAL training stuff. Again, how about just run, lift weights.
Stretch.
Hit some balls. And you know what else he should have got? A burner phone.
Probably about six of them.
You know? Or all those Bobos that were hanging around with him.
Mm-hmm.
And making a lot of money, and let's just be honest, getting a lot of chicks that they had no chance. Let's go with the term chicks, too. Give them the phone, Tiger, okay? But he's so cheap, he didn't want to have a backup phone. So, just a couple of stats. Scottie Scheffler's having a hell of a run right now. And last year, he had the fifth best single season scoring average in tour history. Okay? That's pretty impressive, right?
It's good. That's really good.
Tiger has the other seven of the top eight.
That's so okay. Great.
Okay. Scotty right now has been number one for 171 weeks.
Woo.
Clear cut the best player in the game. Rory clear cut second.
That would be over 2 years.
Yeah. To tie Tiger, he has to have the run continue for just a little bit longer, 10 more years.
It's unreal.
10 more years. Two instances since World War II where players won the same tournament four consecutive years. Yeah, of course, that's Tiger. Both times. Where do I want to go again? I mean, there's so many numbers here. Let's get to this one on the majors. Here we go. From 98 through 09. And again, don't forget, we ruined him. 14-0 with the lead going to the final round. And then I blame my friend Patrick Hunt and Hazeltine.
Mm-hmm.
They ruined him.
No, they conquered
Patrick,
him is what they did.
Steensland was there then. Baldwin. I'm blaming all of you folks. Because you did something to him. Because Y.E. Yang beat him. Minnesota ruined Tiger Woods. I hope you're happy, Minnesota. So, from 1998... This doesn't even include the 97 Masters, where he won by just a small margin. He beat the field scoring average in all but 16 of those rounds. So you had the middle. Tiger was ahead of the middle 164 of the 100. And 80 times. He also, during that stretch of majors, I'm trying to see it again because I just was staring at it. He was ahead of the next guy by, I think, like 200 shots if they played 50 rounds. It's just stunning to think what he did. And he just blew away the field. And the thing is, I think he underachieved because he was so damn dedicated, so talented, had the flawless swing, but he put himself in position for these dumb injuries. Some could be unavoidable, right? But others, with the SEAL training and what he's doing, putting stress on his back, leaving Butch, can you be the most dominant in something and also have underachieved? Do you think that's possible to have that combination? Because he should have 10 more majors minimum if he stays with Butch Harmon, stops some of the dumb training, gets a burner phone, or maybe just comports himself a little better with his wife. Novel, crazy concept. I actually think he'd have double. I think he'd have 30 majors. Can you have that combination? You're the most dominant, but you wasted more talent than anybody's ever done.
You can. I think you can absolutely say you were the most dominant, the most talented, and you didn't do enough. Wasted the talent is quite fair to say he's wasted more than anybody else. I think there's a lot of golfers that might argue they've wasted more than Tiger has.
Yeah, they didn't have the talent he had to waste.
Yeah, well, I mean, just when I think of Tiger, you think of the dominance, obviously. You think of, you know, starting at a young age, just lapping the field of the Masters at, you know, Pebble Beach, wherever he was winning.
How about when he was three and he's on the Mike Douglas show?
Oh, there's
the guy
too.
Was in front of our eyes, and the spotlight at times just wore him down. I mean, he was this nerdy guy who was brilliant at golf, and all of a sudden he starts hanging around these other top athletes and like, hey, wow, you're going to have drinks?
Interesting.
You're going to have fun? Wait, all these attractive women are interested in me? I'm normally up in my room with the putter and hitting three golf balls into the glass. So let's do this. Let's pause here. Who changed their sport more than Tiger Woods? Who else is out there? Because the money he brought in to this sport was a gargantuan change.
The people he brought into the sport.
The people. The diversity of audience. I wish we could say more diversity of players, because that's not true. There's more, but it's still such a white-dominated sport. At the highest level. At lower levels, there's way more diversity because of him. A sport that in places was riddled with racism. And sadly, there are probably places where it still is. Think about the advertising. Think about the cool effect. You know,
yeah.
Golf was Craig Stadler. You know, the walrus wearing those ugly pants and like 40 pounds overweight and that funky over-the-top swing. And here's this guy.
Yeah. He comes along, starts destroying the field, and courses all over the country say, well, we need to, quote, tiger-proof the courses, lengthen things, move bunkers, tighten fairways, change greens, all because they were trying to block Tiger from beating everybody by a dozen strokes.
And the dumbest thing they did initially was just make courses longer.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Sure.
Davis Love is going to keep
the
up.
The longest guy on the planet. Right. And he was, you know, everybody thinks that 97 Masters when he's just hitting wedges in the par fives. He also wasn't missing the putt inside 10 feet, or he was getting up and down, or when he had to lead, like Jack, he would just play this boring, safe golf and watch these bleeps just melt in front of him. They just, it's hard to be intimidating in golf. And there's probably only three guys who ever did it, but nobody did it like Tiger.
No.
Jack at its peak, absolutely could be intimidating. Ben Hogan, for sure. But, like, Tiger played all these games, too, like where he would stand on the tee and when he'd leave and grabbing the wrong club. And they were afraid of him. That, I mean, it's so funny when he came back and he started being friendly and joking during rounds, and you're like, who is that guy? I mean, he wouldn't acknowledge a soul when he was at his peak. So within sports, who do we have? If I could have allowed the NFL to bring the Itzeball with me and there was no rushing the quarterback, I would have had that impact on the National Football League.
Too bad you wasted your talent.
I did. Well, I think the NFL conspired against me.
Okay.
Because.
Right. You were Kaepernick before Kaepernick. Is that what you're saying?
That's it. That's, I mean, you think John Elway had a gun? You think Drake May, right? You should have seen me in the backyard in the 70s with that Itzeball.
Dimes.
Golden Valley wanted no part of me. Okay? All right. Who else in sport? And we could have fun with this, too. I'd like some right answers and some wrong answers. Who else in sport totally changed their sport? Who do you have? 651-461-9226. We'll get back to the very serious in about 12 minutes when the Speaker of the House, Lisa Damith, joins us. But golf's my jam. It's Tiger's 50th, so we can have some fun with it. Let me know what your thoughts are. And other parts of Tiger that still just blow you away, including screwing up his personal life in the way he did when, you know, so many women took so much heat for sleeping with him. He was the bimbo, okay? He was the one who was sleeping with anybody. So watch who you're criticizing about that, because he deserves the overwhelming amount of blame for that. 651-461-9226.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Among, and obviously Tiger's the theme, the bumper music theme, among the most annoying songs that can be played before a game, competition, where does Eye of the Tiger rank? Because I think it is number one.
No.
Oh, my God. No. It's just a horrendous song.
It's fine. Don't tell that to Rocky Balboa. He'll knock you out. It's fine. It's better than Rock and Roll Part 2, Gary Glitter. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, it's also awful, right? All right, lots of texts. Hey, Chad, how much different do you think Jack's game would have been with the new technology clubs? Unbelievably different.
He would have been worse.
I mean, Jack's longevity numbers, and again, the sport does allow for it. It's not quite football. It's not UFC. But Jack almost won the 60 U.S. Open. And if he makes one more putt on the front nine of the 98 Masters, I guarantee he wins it, because Couples, Duval, and O'Meara would have folded up like one of Dave's cheap suits. And his numbers are staggering. He just, and again, Tiger faced more depth. Tiger didn't face Watson, Trevino, Palmer, and Player. He just didn't. No offense, Phil. Phil's close to those guys. Ernie, VJ, no. How about Wayne Gretzky in hockey? Now, Gretzky's numbers are unbelievable, right? But his overall impact on the sport wasn't like Tiger's, right?
No, he didn't change the game, I guess. I think of a guy like Barry Bonds in baseball. Obviously, what teams were doing to him, but what baseball has become since Barry Bonds turning into a home run hitting contest.
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe even say McGuire and Sosa started it.
They did.
And then Bonds took it further, kind of like, Bird and Magic resuscitated the NBA, and then Jordan took it kind of where Bonds took that. Now, Bird, Magic, and Jordan elevated the entire sport. Bonds just took one of the sports aspects and just elevated it to a level. Plus, they never could catch him. I mean, his head tripled in size, which was a bit of a telltale sign.
No, that happens. That happens sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it shrinks when you're done, and that happens a lot too. Babe Ruth. Gabriel was pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pele for soccer. Does that count here? Consider what Pele did here?
Boy, I don't know. Oh.
Yeah. The Hulkster. What about the Hulkster and what he did for wrestling and its reach across the country?
Yes. 100%. Not in That's the ring, good. But outside the ring.
Kobayashi. Competitive eating.
I mean, you got to say yes, right? He started it. Joey Chestnut has picked it up and has not looked back.
Cha-Cha Muldowney. Who doesn't love, drag racing, right? Les Steckel.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Lance Armstrong's another great one. For so many reasons, right? I mean, he was this, he was decent. Then he's going to die. Then, honestly, unless you were kind of fidgety like I am, every person on the planet was wearing a Livestrong bracelet, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. The shirts, everyone, Saturday, Sunday afternoon, bikers were out wearing yellow.
Yes. And then what we all thought could be possible.
Yeah,
he was a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Doping like the rest of them.
Yeah. Speaking of fraud, we know the Speaker of the House, who's also running for governor, will have many comments on the continuing fraud story in this state. We've interviewed Lisa Daymuth a number of times. The Speaker of the House is back on the show in minutes here on WCCO.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off.
So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A year from now, she may be the next governor of the state. Right now, she is the Speaker of the House. She has joined us a number of times before. The Speaker of the House, Lisa Damith, is kind enough to join us. Lisa, thank you very much for your time. Let's jump in because we have a number of topics to discuss. Let me start with this one.
Good afternoon,
good
Dad.
Afternoon,
how are you?
Yeah, I'm fighting a little illness like seemingly everybody else, but we will get through it. Do you believe... Because of the fraud and the unbelievable amount of fraud in this state, do you believe the governor of the state, Tim Walz, should step down?
You know, Chad, when you talk about the level of fraud that House Republicans have been talking about over the last number of years, and specifically as noted in the video by independent journalist Nick Shirley that went viral over the last few days, everyone is talking about fraud, how Governor Walz continues to think he is leading the state while the fraud has exploded under his leadership and time as governor is shocking.
You know, other members of the House and Senate, Republicans, have come out the last couple days and have said the governor should step down. I want to get you on the record. You're the Speaker of the House. Should the governor step down?
Yeah, it's going to be up to the governor whether or not he hears from Minnesotans and as leader of this state and what he has allowed, he either needs to step down or announce that he is not running for re-election because he has not led our state to be in a better place than it was when he first took office.
I want you to be as specific as possible when we talk about this. These enormous and indefensible sums of fraud. Where specifically is the governor culpable for what has happened? I get it, and I've criticized him on the buck stops here and what has taken place. But where do you believe the governor himself knew about this and didn't do anything about it?
I think, Chad, that's an interesting way that the question is being posed because I've thought about this over the last number of weeks and months. It's been brought up in other interviews. The question is, did Governor Walz know this was going on and not act to end it? Or did Governor Walz not know this was going on here in the state of Minnesota? And only he would be the one to answer that. Either way, as the U.S. Attorney's Office has pointed out, we could have upwards toward $9 billion of fraud. Chad, that is the theft of our tax dollars, your tax dollars, all of our tax dollars. That is theft on both state and federal levels, depending on where those tax dollars came from. And it also means that the people that needed it the most, the families that were counting on money, were not getting them, and that the tax dollars from hardworking Minnesotans that they trustingly send their tax dollars in, that they have been stolen. And that is poor leadership.
So I understand what you're saying, but I think to most people, it would be more damning if the governor, with his responsibility, knew what was taking place and either looked the other way or didn't do anything about it, versus he should have known about it, should have set up a system in place. Don't you think there's both he has to be accountable for? But don't you think there's a pretty discernible difference that if he knew about it and didn't do anything versus he was oblivious to what was going on?
Either way is a failure of a governor, because he should be so focused on Minnesota that he knows what is taking place. Or if he hasn't done anything, again, Chad, he has not fired a single commissioner in his time as governor, and we have had record fraud, Feeding Our Future, autism services, housing stabilization, child care, adult daycare, non-emergency transportation. No one has been fired or publicly disciplined by Governor Walz under this failure.
This is the Speaker of the House and gubernatorial candidate Lisa Damoth with us here on CCO. I want you to expand on what documents you want released and also which payments that you want stopped right away.
Sure. We know that there have been documents that related to fraud that have been requested by the Star Tribune. They have reported that many of their data requests related to potential fraud haven't been released. Our fraud committee, led by Chair Kristen Robbins, they have asked for additional documentation. Other legislators have asked for that documentation, and it has not been released. The other, where you're talking about the different programs that should be stopped, the U.S. Attorney's Office said that there may be 13 other high-risk programs that have Medicaid dollars attached to them. Those are the ones that I think the governor should take a hard look at, stopping those payments. It's interesting with the response from the Commissioner for Department of Youth, Children and Youth and Families, said yesterday that one of the daycare centers, the Quality Learning Center, but learning was spelled wrong, that place, as noted in the viral video by Nick Shirley, she said that had been closed down. But yet Lou Ragoose from Care 11 yesterday had video chat of people dropping their kids off at there. You know, you have to ask, if DHS is in charge of licensing and inspecting and making sure that child care centers are safe, how did they think that it was shut down, but yet they were still paying? And then how did they not know it had reopened and kids are being dropped off?
I will add, we started the show with two segments with Lou. So we talked about that and other points. So what I've encouraged people to podcast our show and listen to the two of us having a conversation about what Lou is reporting and reacting to Nick Shirley and what he did. I'm going to read you a text, and it's going to lead to my next question. Tell the Speaker the entire House and Senate should be held accountable. They knew about it. That picks up on what one of your opponents, Chris Maddow, has said on this show, on other shows, where he has included Democrats and Republicans and saying this isn't just the governor. He has been very critical of the governor. He's not shying away from that. But he's also saying that there were people on both sides of the aisle who should have known about this, who should have done more about it. So when you hear one of your opponents and you hear a texter saying, wait a second, it's not just the governor, you're the Speaker of the House, should you and the Republicans have done more to stop this?
I think that is a very interesting take on it, and I want to give you an example of why I don't see that the same way. My first year in the legislature, I came in 2019, and there had been questions and potential fraud that had been talked about before my time in the legislature as with the Child Care Assistance Program, CCAP. There had been news reports on it. There had been questions and no traction. You know, we couldn't really get anything changed. So when I came in and started to learn about the situation, I carried a bill that was as simple as just internal controls. So my bill talked about if you have a child care program or center, you need to have daily attendance. And then when requested by DHS here in Minnesota, when requested, you would provide those attendance records upon request. Because what I've been hearing is DHS would ask for attendance records and either they weren't kept or they were very delayed, which would then leave an opportunity to maybe doctor them a little bit, you know, or switch things around. And so I had a very simple bill that said if you have child care center, daily attendance, and then provide that, the attendance records upon request. Democrats didn't want to hear about it. So I would say also I've been in the minority the entire time. And as you well know, Chad, things are very partisan in the legislature. This last year, with the tie in the House, more was done working together, not everything Democrats wanted, not everything Republicans wanted, but as a tie in the House, more was done in a bipartisan fashion. We could not, though, over the last 6 years, get any attention or bills passed in order to combat fraud. And so you can blame the entire legislature, but you have to look at who was in power, who held the majority, and especially in 2023 and 2024, if Governor Walz had been serious about wanting to get rid of fraud and allowing the Democrats to author all of the bills and pass them, the Democrats had full control in state government. That would have been the opportune time for him to take full credit of ending fraud in the state of Minnesota. Yet nothing was done in 23-24. Then we went ahead this year and we were going to pass the Office of Inspector General, an external office that would have helped with fraud, getting rid of it. It was passed widely bipartisan in the Senate. House Republicans supported it and House Democrats blocked it and would not allow it to go forward. So it's not that the legislature hasn't tried to do things. The controlling party, the majority party, has not allowed it to go forward.
Okay, so let's talk about the upcoming session. Remind folks, this is Lisa Damoth. She wants to be the next governor of the state. She's right now the Speaker of the House. You're going to have to work with Tim Walz to get things done. Have you talked with the governor the last few months? And how is this going to work when there's so much acrimony on the fraud story? And also, you're running right now to replace him, to have him fired. How is that going to work out?
Well, I think it's going to work out because I am willing and have proven that I can work for the people of Minnesota. I worked in a tie this last year, and we got things done, which was the right thing to do. What I will say is, yes, I'm the Speaker. Yes, I'm running for governor. Governor Walz is the governor, and he's running for governor. And there are other people, the entire Minnesota Senate, the entire Minnesota House, all of the constitutional offices are up for election in 2026. And so almost everyone, unless they have announced their retirement, they are running for office again. We still work for our constituents. We still work for the people of Minnesota. And the other thing that I'd like to mention, Chad, is fraud and ending it is not partisan. It is not Democrat. It is not Republican. Now, our Democrat governor has allowed it to go on unchecked.
Well, can I jump in on that? Let me just jump in on that. Because I think some people are going to hear that when I ask you about the Republican responsibility or what Chris Maddow and the texts are saying, you basically put that all on the governor. Shouldn't, if it's not just red or blue, shouldn't Republicans in the House take some level of responsibility and in the Senate also?
You can look at the bills that were introduced by Republicans specifically that were shut down or not given hearings or were not able to be passed because of Democrat opposition. Case in point, the OIG bill passed in the Senate, couldn't get it through because House Democrats blocked it. And so I don't think it is Democrat or Republican unless you have, in this case, Democrats that have blocked the efforts to end fraud. So when we go back into session in February, fraud and ending it and putting safeguards and internal controls and cutting off payments, that'll be top of mind for everyone. Democrats and Republicans should want to end fraud here in the state of Minnesota. I don't see where we will get tripped up on party politics if we all are committed to doing the right thing for Minnesota. But it's going to take everyone that wants to do that.
Let me finish with this. You know, the statewide elections and the drought Republicans have faced. The last statewide win is former Governor Pawlenty in 2006. I think to most of us, Tim Walz looks like a beleaguered candidate. There are no signs he's going to slow down and step away. So I want you to speak to centrists right now. If you're the nominee, you're going to win the Republicans. If Tim Walz is the nominee, he's going to win the Democrats. But to the 5 to 10 to 15% of centrists who may have voted for Tim Walz, who are skeptical now, what would Lisa Daymuth say to those folks who vote in the middle? Sometimes vote for Republicans, sometimes vote for Democrats. Why should you be their candidate?
The voters in Minnesota in the 24 election showed that they wanted something different when the House of Representatives was the only thing on the ballot. As Speaker of the House, I was minority leader then, but getting ready for that election, I worked across the state finding great candidates that would serve their districts, and we delivered a tie. We held all 64 seats and picked up three additional seats. So my message to those in the middle that are maybe frustrated with what they've seen in the leadership over with Governor Walz over this last number of years, I would say I've proven that I can work across party lines, get things done for Minnesota, that I am able to listen to people and come up with the best way to serve our state. And that is one of the strengths that I bring. And it is proven in my work in the legislature. It was proven that I could work with people when I was on our school board. My whole entry into any type of elected official position has been to serve my community or my district. And now looking at serving the state to get us on the right track, making this a business economy where businesses can stay, ensuring that our kids receive a quality, excellent education that will carry them into the future, ending fraud in the state of Minnesota, and making sure that our state has less mandates and becomes affordable so people can afford their lives. That is just high level of the work that I have done and will continue to do as governor.
I appreciate the time. You know, we'll reach out again. So I thank you very much and have a happy new year.
Hey, happy new year, Chad. Thank you so much.
Lisa Daymuth right here on CCM. I think we have our lanes, Dave Harrigan, because obviously we've had Kristen Robbins on a number of times, Lisa Daymuth on a number of times, Chris Maddle on a number of times. Maddle is going to try to appeal to the centrists and the Republicans. I think Lisa Daymuth is saying, I'm a true Republican, and at minimum, through the endorsement process in the primary, I'm going that lane. Because when I gave her the centrist question, you tell me, I just thought I heard a lot of principled beliefs of Republicans outside of let's all get rid of the fraud, which we all should be in favor of that. So like I've established this over and over again. I am a centrist. Yeah, I think Donald Trump has zero moral character. Zero. That doesn't stop me from voting for actual Republicans. He's just a fake. Okay? And if Mitt Romney would have won in 12, Trump would have run as a Democrat and changed all his positions. Okay? He's the true rhino. But they're pushing, you know, Kendall Qualls, same way. Maddle is appealing more to the centrist. Now, he's not getting the endorsement because of that, although he could come back and say with that first straw poll, he did pretty well. The other thing I will say, because we have these five other legislators who have come out with Walz should resign, I decided to go with that question. I was surprised that it took my follow-up for her to give a semi-definitive answer where it was either don't run or resign. I thought she would. Didn't you think she'd come on and say, yeah, he should go?
I think if you were going to give that answer the second time, give it the first time.
Yeah, I think so myself. So if you're Republican, she absolutely is a very strong candidate.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.